down memory lane to hear again some of the world's best love ballads written by a man who had been unsuccessful as a composer until he learned the secret of sincerity. Once the lesson was learned, he turned out hit after hit, laying before us a library of heart songs from which the world will constantly borrow. For these are the recorded songs and the story of Ernest R. Ball. Not many people recognize Ernest R. Ball as the name of the man who wrote so many of their favorite melodies, despite the fact that a recent Hollywood presentation was built around the composer's life and featured his more familiar songs. The world is quick to forget the composer, though his melodies linger on. But so that you will remember for at least a little while, it was Ernest R. Ball who gave us, among other sentimental favorites, Mother McCree.
There's a spot in me heart which no calling may own. There's a depth in my soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life that you fill. No other can
especially favored the Irish in his melodies. There wasn't too much of old era in Ernest R. Ball's background. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, July 21st, 1878, he got a good musical education at the Cleveland Conservatory of Music, paying his way through by teaching piano to children at 50 cents a lesson. When he was about 20, he left Cleveland for the bright lights of New York, with the hope of getting a job as accompanist to a well-known singer. Unfortunately, a few days before setting out to conquer the world, he got his face badly cut and bruised in a football game. And by the time he reached New York, an infection had developed, and when the day came for the tryout, his face was red and swollen. The soloist liked his playing, but decided his appearance made him unfit for the stage. Perhaps it's just as well he missed the job, or he might never have turned to composition, and we might never have heard the lovely strains of Let the Rest of the World Go By.
With someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joy never cease. Out there beneath the kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by.
Ernest Arbaugh was mighty discouraged as he sat down on a park bench near the Battery in New York that night, without the job he had come for, and with just $1.20 in his pocket. But on the very next bench to him sat an old friend, a man who had been the Ball family doctor in Cleveland. Ernest told him his story, and the doctor took him home. He treated his face, and 2 days later the infection was gone. With this bit of luck, his fortune changed, and his composing days were close at hand, composing lovely music such as this.
Thank you.
It was then, unable to find a job as an accompanist, Ball accepted the part-time pianist job at the Union Square Theater in New York. He reported to work at 5 o'clock when the orchestra completed its matinee and played until 8 when they returned for an evening performance. As the days went by and the piano playing got monotonous, Ball began to improvise and soon found himself playing a melody of his own, one that he liked very much. He played it more and more often until the weary manager got so tired of hearing it, he threatened dismissal if Ball didn't drop it from his repertoire. What was that song? Love Me and the World Is Mine. It was the Whitmark Publishing House that recognized the merit of this first tune by the young composer, and immediately after its success, they signed him to an exclusive contract, the terms of which were said to have been $10,000 annual guarantee for a song a month, plus royalties. Ball added to this revenue with vaudeville appearances, teaming up with Maud Lambert, a singer who helped to popularize his first tune and whom he later married. Ball had 3 children by an earlier marriage, and they served as the inspiration for his tender ballad, Boy of Mine.
Oh,
A little after the turn of the century, there was a lyric writer named J. Kieran Brennan, who was just back from the Klondike boom in Alaska and trying to sell a lyric titled A Little Bit of Heaven. He was asking only $5 for it, but no one seemed interested. Finally, Ball heard about it, put music to it, and on publication by Whitmark, the song became a sensational song.
Have you ever heard the story of how I've been taught to you? I'll tell you so you'll understand from when Gold Island came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's a way we deal on the way.
It was in 1944 that Hollywood producers seized upon the interesting life story of Ernest R. Ball as the basis for a Technicolor musical, which renewed the public's interest in his nostalgic melodies. With Dick Ames in the role of the struggling young artist, it opened at Fanshawe and Marco's Ambassador Theater in St. Louis and sent the delighted audiences away, singing the tune which was the picture titled When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. It's the power in your smile to a stone you beguile, for there's never a teardrop to fall. When your sweet lilting laughter like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all of her fine smile. now smile, a smile for me. When I rise a smiling to its light on a morning stream, in a lilt of Irish laughter, and you can hear the sing. When I start a happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when I revive a smile, do they feel your heart
Ernest R. Ball's formula for success was sincerity. His earliest tunes were lacking in that particular quality and didn't go over with the public. But one day he didn't try to write a hit, but simply to write a song from his own heart. And it was an overnight success. After that, he determined to write honestly and sincerely about the things that were close to his heart and that folks knew about and were interested in. With this rule as his guide, he wrote a glorious store of music until his timely death in 1927. Music that will live on record forever, Down Memory Lane.
Down Memory Lane, a presentation of Fanchon and Marco, is presented every Tuesday and Thursday evening from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon from 1 until 1:30 p.m. over radio station KXOK.